Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm doing fine. I hope you're doing good too.
We are doing well. Thank you so much for asking, Pastor. I do hope that your day has been good.
Yes. The day has been doing fine. I've been doing well, sir. Thank you so much. I hope all is well with you that side.
Yes or no, definitely. All has been well. Now, Pastor, we're talking about going at your own pace. We're already, the time is already far spent. So how did the philosophy of running your own race gain traction in a contemporary culture? And what are its core tenets?
Maybe the first point to take note of in that regard is that the 21st century has been a phase in the human history where people navigate a world that is filled with rapid change, constant noise, and endless expectations. So these expectations, they are also exacerbated by social media, fast-paced work environments, and the pressure that comes to achieve early success. And these pushed a lot of people to seek a healthier mindset, a mindset to cope with all these dynamics. Then the tenets of this philosophy, as we look at them, they are, I'm looking at these three, they are just three tenets, where you measure your success against your own values, not against this, not someone else's timeline. So these are, it is very critical to look at when you are supposed to measure your own success as an individual. Then when you do that, you really also need to understand that growth is personal and often a non-linear. It doesn't follow a straight path. Sometimes you need to appreciate that along the path, you are going to meet a lot of obstacles, hurdles, and even some pushback.
Of him. Pastor, are you on the line?
I'm now on the line, sir. Thank you so much. I'm very sorry. I apologize for the loss of the signal there.
All right. No, that's fine. Let's continue with our discussion. You were still on the table.
Yes, thank you. So I was saying that this philosophy, it gained traction as a response. It was a response to the fast and noise comparison-driven world that we live in, where the world of the society is expecting you to have accomplished certain things at a certain stage in your life. And whenever we do that, there are certain predicaments that are also associated with falling into that trap. So the tenets of that of this philosophy is for you to be able to measure success against your own values. So the moment you do that, you start to realize that things are not moving in the right trajectory. Then you also need to understand that growth is personal and is often non-linear. Doesn't follow a certain path that has been prescribed. Life comes in different forms, in different shapes, and our experiences are different. And understanding of that should be something that we should be taking as a personal aspect for this thing to make sense in our lives. Then the last part is that life is not a competition, but a journey which is unique to each and every individual. It's a call to resist the urge to conform to external pressure and instead to honor your own story. But for this to happen, I think the first thing that you need to appreciate is to understand your own purpose.
Yeah.
Why am I here? That should be the driving force behind this.
And tell me, what is the impact of constant comparison and how can one shift their focus inward instead?
May you come again?
What is the impact of constant comparison and how can one shift their focus inward?
Okay, maybe the first port of call to on that note is that the moment you start to compare life from other people, it steals the joy of living a life that is so fulfilling. Because the moment you start comparing life to the next person, you are not satisfied with who you are, you are not satisfied with your own experiences. And at the end of the day, it then breeds a spirit of insecurity and weakens your self-confidence as a person. So the moment you start to constantly track record of what other people are doing, their accomplishment, what they are doing currently, we lose touch with our own gifts and our own pace. And at the end of the day, we lose our focus as to end our purpose of existence.
Now, lastly, because we really started late and our time is far spent, how does societal pressure and the feeling of failing or falling behind influence career choices and life choices?
Okay. So normally, what society does, it sells you a myth of a single rigid timeline where you are supposed to be graduating at a certain age, you are supposed to be having a career at a certain age, you are supposed to marry at the right time. I am always confronted with these questions where young people are always being asked, when are you getting married? Because the society is expecting you to have been married at a certain age. I'm just giving marriage as an example. But often the society gives you that pressure. And when individuals feel that they are falling behind as a result of this kind of a pressure, they end up rushing into decisions and pursuing careers that they don't love, or abandon passions that they simply need more time. Sometimes you are pursuing a certain career or a certain passion, and because of the pressure that is coming in from the society, you feel that you are behind time. And the moment you do that, you can end up even abandoning that because you feel like you are not moving with time. And so this pressure can create burnout and regret. So what we can do is recognizing that life unfolds in seasons. The moment we recognize that, it allows us to breathe, to adapt, and to choose paths that are aligned with our purpose rather than responding to time.
Now, how can individuals handle periods of doubt or stagnation? And what lessons can, from endurance can be applied to real life?
Doubt and stagnation. Maybe the first port of call on that is to appreciate and to understand that there are seasons, even in the line of progress. There are seasons when you feel that you are doubting yourself and you feel like nothing is moving and you feel like you are stuck. But when you endure this, there are few things that you need to take note of. That the race is not always won by the fastest, but by the one who keeps moving. So the goal is to keep moving forward. Even when you are taking those baby steps, move, even if it is slow. Take a breather, refocus on your purpose. So that your purpose should be the driving force. So refocus. When you feel like things are not moving, sit down, take a breather, and refocus on your purpose. Lean on people who care about your purpose. Then remember, this is the last but very important aspect, that quiet season often grow the strongest roots. So it is in the moment of stagnation, it is in the process of handling these doubts that we need to take a step back, refocus on our goals and on our purpose. Then the moment we shoot the next step, we are re-energized.
Beautiful. Pastor Amos, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for joining us. All the best for the afternoon.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a blessed day too.
Lovely.
Thank May you God so bless. Much.
Blessings. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.